Chapter 9. Krishna gives prem even to his enemies. Gop Kumar was somewhat dissatisfied with Vaikuntha. That Vaikuntha, which is so desirable, where very, very beautiful bhakti is going on, and which is so difficult to attain. When Gop Kumar arrived there, Narayan engaged him in the service of fanning him with a chamara. Sometimes he even displayed the form of Gopal and the leela of taking the cows out to graze, and other pastimes also. But still, Gop Kumar was not happy there. I knew of a man who from his childhood was hankering to go to Vrindavan from his residence in Bihar. He was thinking, when will I be able to go to Vrindavan? There I will bathe in the Yamuna, I will roll in the Kunjas, sometimes I will go to Radhakund, and sometimes I will go to Shyamakund. After a very long time, the opportunity finally arrived, and leaving everything behind, he went to Vrindavan and stayed for some time. At first, with great emotion, he roamed in the four directions, putting dust on himself and everything. Then after some time, something astonishing happened. Gradually, his fever decreased. It is like a fever, isn't it? I will go to Vrindavan, I will go to Govardhan, I will go to Radhakund. At first, his fever had increased, and so he left everything and came to Vrindavan. He visited all the places of Krishna's pastimes, and daily he visited numerous mandirs and went on parikram. Sometimes he would even do parikram two or three times in the same day. Whatever he was physically capable of doing, but then after some time, the low tide of his fever came. He didn't perform any parikram or visit any mandirs. Some come to Vrindavan, and without understanding anything, they say, this is the fruit of one or two births sudden in Vrindavan. But others come and see that Vrindavan is full of rasa, and upon residing here for a short time, they become overwhelmed with bhav. But for those who are newcomers and don't have such internal development, what will they see in the dust and stone of Vrindavan? Everything they come across will only disturb their minds, and this will be their darshan of Vrindavan. But Gop Kumar's mind was disturbed in Vaikuntha for a different reason. In his heart, there was some ardent desire. Intense spiritual greed produces this type of ardent desire. And how did it come? For millions of years, he'd been practicing sadhana. He had been to Brahmaloka and many other worlds and back again, and millions of years had elapsed. His ardent desire didn't come only after one day. It came only after performing bhajan by way of the Gopal mantra, like the method of Brahma. In our sampradaya, it is one of the main mantras, yet still he was not feeling completely fulfilled. Vaikuntha is the pinnacle attained by Vaidhi Bhakti and is not minimized in our scriptures. Up to the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said to be the highest destination. Where was Arjamil taken? What was the destination of Prahlad? Vaikuntha. And what was the destination of Dhruva? Dhruvaloka, meaning one extended part of Vaikuntha. Therefore, it has been stated that there is no higher place to be attained by performing bhakti. Although in one or two places in the scriptures we find the glories of Golok Braj described, they have been described so briefly that an ordinary person will not understand Goloka's true value. Only one who can extract the essence will see, not everyone. Obtaining residence there is extremely rare, and within Gop Kumar's heart is that rare desire for darshan of Gopal. Along with that, he desires Krishna prem, which is unrestricted, like a horse with no reins. What is unrestricted prem? The members of Srimati Radhika's family bound her inside the house, and the other gopis were also bound inside their homes. If you go to meet Krishna, we will punish you. Serve your husband, or we will beat you, and we will spread your bad name everywhere. Prem, with fear of worldly reaction, due to having failed to uphold one's dharma, is restricted prem. But the gopis left their husbands, regardless to be with Krishna. Their prem was not bound, rather it was fully manifested, and it even increased further. Many obstacles will come, yet prem will surely cross over them and heightens one's desire to meet Krishna. Therefore, so many people were given obstacles. Their desire for meeting Krishna increased, and they finally met him. In Aishwarya Bhav, there is no place for such prem. If Bhagavan manifests his nature as the Supreme, he will not freely converse with any ladies, and he will not approach any Kishori or young unmarried girl. Would Ramchandra even look upon the face of an unmarried girl? Would Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he accepted sannyas? What to speak of not noting what ornaments they would be wearing around their necks or waists? Mahaprabhu would not even look at the nails of their toes. Although they are Bhagavan, still they possess such shyness and dharma gya, or constant awareness of upholding their dharma. Where there is such a sentiment, prem is restricted. But this obstacle is due to the nature of one's own worshipable Lord. Obstacles imposed by others are not enough to be a problem. All such obstacles were placed before Gop Kumar. In Vaikuntha, the residents teased him. You keep saying Gopal, Gopal, Krishna. While holding a piece of bamboo stick, Krishna will engage in rasa with the gopis. This is a very shameful thing. Will Narayan ever do this? But this is not the problem, the obstacle. Then why is Gop Kumar dissatisfied? Narad told him the reason. In the form of Narayan, you will not manifest the type of prem that you desire. He simply will not give it. You will not be able to laugh with him, converse freely with him. That is the big obstacle to prem here. Before, when Narad told Gop Kumar to remain in Vaikuntha for some time, to understand all of this tattva, Narayan has a total of 60 qualities, 5 more than the demigods. Of these 5, the first is his being Hatari Gati Dyaka. He gives a high destination to those killed by his own hand. The second is that he possesses the highest pinnacle of all Aishwarya. The third is that he is the original seed of all different incarnations. The fourth is that he is the attractor of even the liberated souls. And the fifth is that he is eternally present in millions of universes. Therefore, Narayan is also Bhagavan, an avatari, the seed of all incarnations. Krishna is also avatari, so what is the difference between them? When we say that Narayan doesn't come as an avatar, we mean that his self-same form, which is present in Vaikuntha, will not come to this world. Hayagriva and other incarnations come, but Narayan himself, with club, lotus flower, disc and conch shell in his 4 hands, comes in another form as someone's son, husband, brother or friend, and then performs all his pastimes from those positions. And Krishna? Bringing Vrindavan Dham with him, he descends in his original form, playing the flute and enjoying with the gopis. Bringing his Dham and associates, he descends in his self-same form. The Narayan present at Badri Narayan in the form of Naranarayan is different from Vaikuntha Adipati Narayan, the master of Vaikuntha. Narayan came here as Vamana. Lakshmi also came here, but it was Vamana Narayan that came here. In Vaikuntha, there was still Vaikuntha Adipati Narayan. Karanadakshayi Vishnu, lying on Shesh, is also Narayan, but his form and activities are different. The form and activities of the original Narayan in Vaikuntha are not brought to this world. Therefore, it is said that there is no actual incarnation of Narayan himself. But in his original form, as a Kishora, Krishna descends bringing his associates, his Leela, and the entire 64-square-mile Brajmandal, which includes Radhakund, Shyamakund, Giriraj Govardhan, Nandagram, and Varshana. This is his special characteristic. Narayan doesn't do this. This is Krishna's unique characteristic as the avatari. Bhagavan has so many forms, and all are hatari gati dhyayika. What does that mean? Those demons and enemies who are personally killed by him are given a high destination. Ramchandra, Nrsinga, Varaha, Parashuram, and all other incarnations are hatari gati dhyayika. Five qualities that are not found in Bhagavan and not found in the demigods are found to the highest degree in Krishna. In Narayan and the avatars, they are purna or complete, but in Krishna, they are purnatam or most complete. When any avatar from Narayan up to Nrsinga kills someone, what destination do they give to those they have killed? Sutala, Swarga, Brahmaloka, all kinds of destinations. And they will also give liberation, mukti, to some enemies killed by them. According to how someone has approached them, they will give a particular destination to that person. For example, in Ramlila, there was Sarbanga Rishi, who was worshipping Brahma Tattva. He heard that Ramachandra was coming, and thinking that Ram was the personification of the impersonal Brahman, he waited for him. After the sage waited for some time, Ramachandra finally came and gave him his darshan. Being pleased, the sage said, "Prabhu, give me my desired destination." Then from the Rishi's body, a light came out, and that light entered into the body of Ramchandra, and the Rishi attained liberation. He was such an unfortunate man. He received the direct darshan of Ramchandra, and he merely asked for liberation. Therefore, Ram will give liberation. Many incarnations will give it, but to those who approach them as enemies, these incarnations will not give prem. What is real liberation? According to Srimad Bhagavatam, it is Swarupena Vyavastitita. That liberation which bestows service to the feet of Bhagavan, which is the highest destination. Those incarnations will not give this type of mukti. Especially, they will not give it to those enemies whom they have killed. Nrsinga killed Hiranyakashipu, and Varaha killed Hiranyaksha. Yet neither of these demons attained liberation in that birth. But Krishna killed numerous demons, and not only gave them liberation, to some he even gave prem, like Putana. She approached Krishna in the guise of a mother, and so he gave her a motherly position in Braj. She didn't directly become Krishna's mother. She was given a position in Golok as an elderly dasi, one who feeds Krishna milk. Otherwise, there would be a problem. She would be equal to Yashoda, and that isn't the case. She went to Golok as a dasi. This type of liberation Krishna can give, and no other incarnation can give it. Those that are killed by Bhagavan are generally given ordinary destinations. But don't think that he doesn't give liberation as well. He can give liberation, and to devotees he gives prem. Chitraketu Maharaj didn't desire liberation, and so he prayed. Nanaka prishtam, na cha paramishtyam, na sarva bhaumam, na rasadipityam, na yoga siddhya apuna bhavamva, samanjasatva virahaya kankshe. Srimad Bhagavatam 6.11.25. O Bhagavan, I do not desire to attain Dhruvaloka or Brahmaloka, nor do I desire to rule over the middle or lower planetary systems. I also do not desire the mystic perfections of yoga, nor liberation from the cycle of repeated birth and death, if it means being separated from you. Narsingadeva offered liberation to Prahlad Maharaj, but Prahlad didn't desire it. In this way, devotees don't desire liberation, but if anyone wants it, Bhagavan can give it, and he gives prem to those who worship him with a desire for it, like the Rajkumaris of Janakpur. They wanted Ram to marry them and become their husband, so he showed them the path. I can only accept one wife, therefore all of you will take birth in Krishna Leela in the wombs of gopis, and there your desires will all be fulfilled. Those Maharishis of Dandakaranya also first had to take birth as gopis in Gokul. They were not sent directly to Golok. Their identities as gopis had not yet developed, so they had to first reside in Braj of this world for some time. When a man takes a law course and passes the magistrate exams, he will then immediately become a judge? No, he will first have to undergo practical training by staying with an established judge for some time, and then he can become a judge himself. Similarly, going to the Braj of this world, one will first undergo an apprenticeship, meaning that he must learn from someone personally. For example, if a newly married girl goes to the house of her mother-in-law and hasn't yet learned how to cook, clean pots, and serve food, then every day she will have to take abuse. But the members of the household will teach her everything. The mother-in-law will say, "My daughter, today my health is not so good. You do the cooking. Also scrub the pots and sweep a little. I must rest, so you make some rotis like this." Through such cleverness, they will give her all practical instruction. In the same way, where will one receive this practical instruction to serve as a gopi? In the manifest pastimes of Bhagavan, in Gokul Braj, not at any other place. In a practical way, in the company of the Nitya Siddha devotees, for some time one will undergo an apprenticeship and learn. If one were sent to directly to Golok, then their identity would not yet be fully developed. Therefore, it is necessary to take birth in the manifest Braj, and regardless of whether one will be in Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya or Madhurya, he must learn his duties there. Next, Narad spoke this verse to Gop Kumar. Taratmayam tu kalpetya sva sva sevanusharita tat tadrasa sajatiya sukha vaichitriya pekshya. Brihat Bhagavatam 2.4.193. Krishna has his uniqueness, and his associates, those who serve him, also have their special characteristics. Krishna is the crown jewel of those who are aptakam and atmaram. He is like a white conch shell. If you place a pink flower in a white conch shell, its unique features will stand out, as would the qualities of any colored flower placed in a white conch shell. The shelter of Krishna is then in relation to the particular nature of the eternal associate. According to their uniqueness in rasa, Krishna manifests in that same way and accepts their service. For example, Varaha Bhagavan's service is being performed in Vaikuntha, and there his desire is being fulfilled. Varaha Dev also has another form within Prakriti, in the eighth material covering. There he has assumed a very beautiful form, and millions of souls are serving him. And does Ramchandra have only one or two eternal associates? He has millions. A very few of them are in Sakyaras, but mostly they serve him in Dasyaras. And Vamanadev has how many servants? Millions and millions. So Krishna is the root. These are his incarnations, and jivas are their servants. But there are those souls who are serving an incarnation, and those souls who are serving Krishna directly. Why is Krishna cheating like this? The mood of Braj is so beautiful, and the best of all rasa is Madhurya Ras. So why doesn't he give Madhurya Ras to everyone? It is according to each soul's particular ruchi or taste. To some jiva, he may have only given liberation, and that soul will think, "He has been so merciful to me. There is nothing greater than this." Will Hanuman agree to become a father to Bhagavan and serve in that way? Never. And those who are serving Varaha Bhagavan are fully satisfied in that service. The servants of each and every incarnation consider his merciful touch to be the highest attainment. Gop Kumar saw that there were so many devotees in Narayan Loka, and they were all happy there. In Ayodhya, Ram is very merciful and affectionate to his devotees. But if Gop Kumar were to go to Ayodhya, would he be happy? Would he even find cows in Ayodhya? Yes, maybe in the home of a Brahmana, for the purpose of worship, there may be a cow. But there will be no taking the cows out to graze, as there is in Vrindavan. In all directions, sacrifices are being performed with great pomp. And if a poor cowherd boy were to go there, he would be disturbed by all the smoke. Therefore, he would not like it there under any condition. Narad silently understood all these feelings within Gop Kumar's heart. Thus ends chapter 9 of Going Beyond Vaikuntha.